Hey Tata Orlando Pico Zimbabwe Muhle Muri Zimbabwe Lingali Chona Njani Mthokazo Muhle Zimbabwe Muhle. If you're tuning in right now, you're tuned in to Live Talk, The Connection, brought to you live by Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday, October 11, 2021. Muri Zimbabwe Mthokazo Muhle. I'm your host, Michael Ove. Once again, Lingali Chona Njani Mthokazo Muhle. If you tune in right now, welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from our studios in Washington, D.C., Mure Zimbabwe, and I'm your host, Mike Hove. Namhlanje uhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo nasi mchirongwa chenu chebe chidiki. Tonight on The Connection, we focus entirely on the girl child. Yesterday, Zimbabwe joined the rest of the world in commemorating the International Day of the Girl Child, a day set aside by the United Nations to raise awareness of the challenges faced by the girl child worldwide. In spirit of those commemorations, tonight on The Connection, nasi, pano pachirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, we focus on the challenges faced by the Zimbabwean girl child. If you're looking to join us, Muri Zimbabwe, you can call us live in studio, and the number is +1 202 465 0318. The number again, +1 202 465 0318. For those that are streaming this conversation live on our three Facebook pages, kindly share the program. As we speak, we're broadcasting on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and of course, VOA Ndebele. Also, remember to press the like button. And we're going to be reading those comments live on air. Without wasting time, Muri Zimbabwe, let us delve into tonight's discussion. First up, an update on COVID-19. Now, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe currently has a couple of thousand confirmed COVID-19 cases. To pull up the exact information, 131,875 are confirmed COVID-19 cases, 125,479 recoveries, and 4,643 deaths. To date, 3,176,744 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, when we're talking about the amount of people that have been fully immunated, Zulugandaba, abantu asabethethe, both the first and the second jab, Zulugandaba, 2,417,442 have taken both the first and the second jab. Now, to delve into tonight's discussion, Zulugandaba Mthokazo Muhle, linga kuhle ukuthi namhlanje sikhangela phela okwenzakalayo elizweni, nxa sikhangela phela udaba losuku lwe International Day of the Girl Child. As mentioned earlier on, tonight on The Connection, pano pachirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, tukuendera mberi tichitarisa nyaya dzematambudziko ari kusangana nevanasikana munyika. On October 11, every year since the year 2012, the world celebrates International Day of the Girl Child. Now, this is a day set aside by the United Nations to support gender equality, especially when we're talking about the girl child worldwide. The inequality referred to in such areas is specifically about access to education, proper nutrition, Medicare, violence against women, and of course, forced child marriages. These are all discussions that we're going to delve into. Pano pachirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Tonight, pano pachirongwa chedu cheve chidiki che live talk, The Connection, we host a panel of trailblazing Zimbabwean youth, as we focus more on the International Day of the Girl Child. Now, Muri Zimbabwe, there's a documentary which was recently released by Community Podium, which highlights some of the challenges faced by youth. It also touches on the girl child in Kai. We're going to have the founder of Community Podium, Unkosi Khona Dibiti. He's a friend of the show. He's been on the show quite a number of times. We're going to have him on the show next week for him to explain more about this documentary. But tonight, with his permission, we're going to run inserts of this documentary. Now, following the release of the documentary, Freeman Chadi of Citizens Initiative opened a GoFundMe page, which you'll see next to the package we're running for those that are looking to support the community of Nkai. Now, the page targets helping killing the people of Ngai. So, Muriya Zimbabwe, without wasting time, let us head over to the inserts of the documentary produced by Community Podium titled Of Elusive Healthcare, Education and Water, The Story of Ngai. To watch the full documentary, head over to Community Podium's YouTube page.
Indaba yesikolo. Ah, isikolo sisithwalise nzima. Iprimary ingaba seduze emchachane la. Kodwa isekondari. Umntwana uyasuka ku grade 7. Nxa umntwana esuka ku grade 7, obunye abenza inhlandla angena emncinyane. Nxa esesiya esekondari, uyabe siya emajoy. Ayempumelele, empumelele ku 11 kilometers. Ukuhamba ekuseni 11 ntambama. Uyephenduka. Nxa ngaku siyaphela umnyaka, kambe kuyini okungaphuma siyini. Iqiniso lidle, lapha abantwana ngaba bangaki, ngathi kakho oyaqeda isikolo mpo fika ku form 4. Isikolo siyasihlupha okunye okumani, sayibaningi ababuya sikhulume labo. Abanye bayasitshela ukuthi imizimu lutshwana. Pho thina siyabe singakwazi ukuthi imizimu lutshwana bayibale kubani kumbe bazivalele bodwa. Nxa imizimu lutshwana sokufanele ukuthi abantwana bethu bengayini esikolo bafele ukuthi imizimu lutshwana. Isikolo siyasihlupha okunye okumangalisayo. Shuwa ozama ukusinceda kasincede ngesikolo.
So mina bengilesicelo sokuthi bengicelane ukuncediswa ukufunda. Ubangacina ku grade 3 yesikolo. So ke bengicelana ukuthi lincedise ngamabhuku ngibe mbala ekhaya ngapha. Ngifunde ukubala labanye bazabe bengincedisa. And then labanye abangafundanga. Labanye badingeka ukuthi bancedise futhi ngamabhuku bebe labantu ababakhangelayo ukuthi bebe bafundise emakhaya. Ngoba isikhathi sakhona sibi, nxa ngafundanga umsebenzi yakhona inzima itholakali. Yabo sithwele nzima kakhulu, so besicelani ukuncediswa plus labo baba bethu. Labo abatholi imisebenzi, abala msebenzi abayenzayo. Esikolo abasibhadaleli ngendlela. So abazali bethu labo bathwele nzima thina lathi sesingela phawu ethi singenza. Ngoba nxa ngiza kuthi ngicelani imali yeschool fees uthothi kulako kunzima. Bakubhadalele abanye abantwana vele kutholwa ngapha umntwana engelayo imfomu engagqokangi enyaweni. Kuthola ukuthi kalanto ezikwanileyo esikolo, even amabhuku landani abazali babe besithabala mali. So beze sicine sebesikhiphe ezikolo ngendlela yokuthi babe bengela mali. So besicelana ukuncediswa.
Funda eMpumelelo. Nxa usuka lapha 11 kilometers, hlanganisa lokuphenduka yi-22 kilometers. Khatshana uhamba lokuphenduka. Uvuke ekuseni, maybe ngo-4 ukuze ngilungiselele ukuthi ngihambe esikolo. Ngiyefika ngesikhathi. Sitshayise ngo-4 ukuze sizofika ngapha maybe kuyabe sizokulanda ama-8. Kuyabe kunzima ukuthi sihambe, ngihambe, siphinde siphenduke, sikwanise ukufika ekhaya sibala. Kunzima swatsha ama-inform ukuthi sivuye sibuyele. So besicela uncedo lokuthi maybe kungaba le-transport yokuthi sithwale sihamba size siphenduke ukuze siphangele. Loba singathola amabhasikili okuhamba lama-torch okubala masivela esikolo kungaba ngcono. Khathesi ngi-form 4 eMpumelelo kunzima futhi ukuthi bebe besithumezela ama-studies ukuthi sibe sibala. La nge-network yakhona iyahluka. Lamafoni asilawo ukuthi besithumezele khona esingakubala. Njengo-form 4 kumele sibe lezinto zenu.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, that was some of the insights taken from a documentary produced by Community Podium, which highlights the challenges faced by youth in Gai. Amongst them, of course, like you just saw, is the girl child. Here, they were particularly focusing on the aspect of education. So once again, we look to have the founder of Community Podium, Nkosi Khona Dividi, on the show next week to delve deeper into what's happening ngale enkai. Sakandunya Trukuzea, Nasi Mchirongwa Chedushevichidiki, Muria Zimbabwe, Nasi Mchirongwa Trukutari Saka, Nyaye Zware, International Day of the Girl Child, Kuremeke Zwa Kweko Zero, Zewa Naskana, Pasiro, Se, Apa, Mangamchunaka video, Zurukuitika Kungai, Ukovichidiki, Wargu Chema, Wachita Aiwa, vaninga vari kusangana nematambudziko akasiyana siyana munyaya dzedzidzo. Maonawoka mwanasikana achiti aiwa iye atori pashinyazi izvozvi nekuti ari kuita zvokutofamba 11 kilometers zuva nezuva kuitira kuti asvike kuchikoro. Saka ndiwo mamwe matambudziko ari kusangana nevanasikana. Now, my first guest, Ruwadzano Makumbe, joins me live via Skype. Now, Ruwadzano is a very well respected human rights advocate. I'm super excited to have her. She's also an alumni of the Hillary Rodham Clinton Global Challenges Program. So this is going to be super fun. I'm super excited. Ruwadzano, welcome to the program. How are you doing?
Thanks, Mike. I'm good. How are you doing?
Couldn't be better. So now let's delve into it. I guess we'll start off with the importance of the day itself, the International Day of the Girl Child, a day celebrated across the whole globe on the 11th of October. Let's start off there. How important is such a day, especially to Zimbabwean youth?
So when we look, for example, at how gender equality is now, but also when we look at where we started and the progress that has been made over the past few years, for example, we now have more girls in schools, and we also have more women in higher positions of leadership, both in businesses and the private sector, as well as in public service. These are results of advocacy, both at the local and global level, and this day is part of that advocacy. This day brings, you know, us to think about the importance of these issues, the importance of our role in changing the narrative and also in changing the livelihoods of our girls. So for me, this day is very significant. And also it is a way for us to take stock and think about what exactly we need to do to move towards a society that, you know, protects the girl child. So, for example, we still have serious cases of systematic discrimination of girls. We still have human trafficking at a global level, with girls being the highest affected. And we also see sexual exploitation of girls. We see that many girls are discriminated, but also they face structural barriers that are placed by our societies. So for me, this day is that reminder, is for us to take a step back and think, what should we be doing different? And also listen to the girls, because they have a voice and they are telling us what they need from us, the supports that they need their societies to provide. Of interest, I recently came across a study by the Lagos Group, and this study showed that girls are ready to overcome gender norms, but society continues to enforce biases that are being problematic in them moving towards that step. So what does that mean for us? It means that our girls are ready. It means that they are at that stage where they just need our support, where they need us to take away the barriers that they face. And this day should be for all of us a call to think about the perceptions, the actions, and the words that we are putting out and what we are doing in our communities, in our societies, on an everyday basis, and ensure that they support and empower girls.
I like that you just touched on a society, of course, and of course the cultures behind it. What role do you think society plays in terms of empowering the girl child? How important is it?
Society plays a very critical role. Let's start with the fundamentals. For example, we know that it takes a village. We're all raised, you know, being reminded that it takes a village to raise a child, or it takes a village to instill certain values in a child. So society is where we start from. It's where we come from. And if our society is alive to the challenges that girls are facing, it means that we will take positive action, or will make an effort to remove the barriers that girls are facing. Mm-hmm. So I think society should take this seriously. Society should realize the discrimination that girls are facing. Why it's important is because everything mushrooms up from our society. So when we look, for example, at the laws, I understand some people say we need legal reforms, we need policy frameworks that support girls. I think that's equally important as well. But at the same time, we should take it upon ourselves, and every one of us should take it as a responsibility to ensure that girls are protected. I think we'll discuss this further when we look at cases in Zimbabwe, where we can see that society plays a great deal in terms of what's protecting the girls, but also in terms of, you know, being a safeguard and looking out and being a protector of girls. If you see something wrong is being done next door, if you see that abuse is going on in your family, why are you not reporting it? So it's our society, it's us basically. So it takes us to change what we are seeing every day. It takes us making, you know, that deliberate effort to ensure that girls are protected and also girls have the resources that they require. Mm-hmm. And this obviously has also to receive the support at the governmental level, at the policy level, and also where our money goes, the resources that the country sets aside in terms of supporting girls, be it for education or access to healthcare services.
Now, let's take a little look at the theme of this year's commemorations. It seems to be focusing on ensuring that girls have more access or better access or equal access to digital things, i.e. the internet, smartphones, etc., etc. Now, looking at a place like Zimbabwe, how relevant do you think this is? And why is it so important that women receive equal access to all these digital equipment?
This year's commemorations for me are particularly significant given the experience that we have all had over the pandemic. So we have seen how so much of our lives has shifted from, you know, everyday physical meetups to the digital space where we meet, where we engage with families, where we do our work, where we pretty much live our lives. And now when we look at the girl child, the primary issue has been how are they accessing education during this period, or generally all children. But when we think of girls, education is a primary importance because it opens up a whole new world for them, particularly where there's so many structural barriers that we have in place. So now when we look at innovation and technology and how, you know, investments have been put in improved learning and also continuous learning, and we think of Zimbabwe, we see that there's so many gaps. There's so many gaps in terms of the number of girls who have been able to have access to those digital platforms, but also the number of girls who have had the opportunity to even understand that you can, you know, engage digitally, as we have seen around the world. So at a global level, there has been this massive development in terms of digital learning platforms, in terms of, you know, children having access to online resources. But it's sad to see that in Zimbabwe, it has not been the same. It's most of our girls have been left behind in terms of their education. I think we saw from the documentary there that they need to access online resources. It is a prerequisite. Mm-hmm. So now if there is no investment in them being able to access the internet or them having infrastructure such as smartphones to access resources, it's problematic. And in Zimbabwe, I think this is very crucial because now it's undebatable that access to internet and digital technologies is necessary. It has to be a human right of some sort. It's necessary for everyone to have access to that. And when we think of girls who are still of school going age, it is very necessary. So now when I really think about it, I wonder how we are going to make an effort to ensure that the time that has been lost for our girls, it's somewhat recognized, and effort is put into ensuring that they get the support that they need. Of course, this is for the Minister of Education, but also it's for the teachers themselves and also the learners to realize that this is important. Another thing that we need to think about is that if we take away education from our girls, and particularly because of lack of digital technologies, we are not only, you know, depriving them of the now, we are depriving them of a future because they don't get to attain the skills that they need, which would allow them to also contribute in a tech society. Mm-hmm. I want to encourage everyone who is listening to have a look at the UNICEF pages, Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn as well, where they posted some very inspiring video of a young 8-year-old worker when she talks about her interest in science, her interest in technology, and how she clearly is inspiring the community around her, but she's only 8 years old. So we need to remember that these girls are going to be women who will make an impact in society, but also they are the now generation and they're making a difference now. So it shows the brilliance that, you know, we can all enjoy if we invest in our girls, if we support them, if we provide the resources that we need. So the theme this year is befitting, because it's a time that we cannot deny the necessity of access to digital technologies to girls.
Just pachidimbo before we continue and talk about other issues. International Day of the Girl Child. Apo pasirose raka tarisira kuremekeza kodziro dzevanasikana, and also kutarisa nyaya idzi dzekusimudzirwa kwevanasikana pasirose.
Chokwadi Mike, wa tsanangura zvaita kuti ziri more simpler, I would say. And takatarisa zuva iri, tinoona kuti izuva rakakosha nekuti rinotirangaridza kuti tizvitarise isu pachedu, kuti zvoni tiri kumboitei kuti tibatsire vana vedu vechisikana vagokura vagovawo neramangwana rakanaka. Tiri kuitei mumararamiro edu emazuva ese kuti vana vedu vange vakachengetedzeka, kuti vana vedu vasange vachibatwa nemabhinya, kuti vaya vari kukanganisa vana, vari kubata vana, vagowanikwa vachipuwa mitongo yavo yakakwana. Ndofunga kana tichitarisa mukurarama kwedu kwemazuva ese, isusu unoziva munharaunda dzedu, tine zvatinoita zvinoita kuti dzimwe dzenguva tinotarisa kusaidi, dzimwe dzenguva tinoita sekunge tisiri kuona kuti vana havasi kubatwa zvakanaka. Irresponsibility yedu isusu sana baba, sana mai, sevakomana, sevasikana, kuti tigotaura zviri kuti zvoni zvinhu zvakaipa ngazvisaitwe, particularly kana vari vasikana, nekuti vasikana vanoda kuchengetedzwa, uye vasikana vanosangana nematambudziko akawanda musociety, kungave vachiri vana vadiki, kungave vava vasikana, kungave vari kuzvikoro, kungave vava kumabasa. Musociety mune matambudziko mazhinji anoita kuti vasakwanise kuwana maopportunities akafanana neanowanikwa nevanakomana. Saka tinofanira kuzvitora pachedu tichitarisa zuva iri sekune kukosha kwaro, kuti zvoni chii chatiri kufanirwa kunge tichiita, chii chatinokwanisa kuita zviri nani kuti tigochengetedza vana vedu, kuti tigochengetedza vasikana vedu, kuti vagokura vagovawo neupenyu hwakanaka, uyezve kuti vagovawo vanocontributa kusociety in a way that we all acknowledge.
Tombozeya nyaya yekurodzwa kwevanasikana, iyo yatinoti nechirungu early child marriages. Semurwiri wekodzero dzevechidiki, mungati kurodzwa kwevanasikana chinhu chiri kukanganisa upenyu hwavo here?
Yes, I think that everyone would agree that the answer is yes to that, even those who are actually perpetrating child marriages in the country. When I looked at the statistics, it was very difficult for me to have, you know, straightforward numbers, because we know that it's just a few of these cases that are reported, and it's just a few of these cases that see the light of day. The majority of cases, they go unheard of. Akawanda vachona vana vanorodzwa, hapana chinotaurwa munharaunda, hapana chinotaurwa nevakuru, zvinongonyararwa zvosiyiwa zvakadaro. Asi tikuona kuti izvi zvakuchinja kune dzimwe nzvimbo, zvakuchinja kune dzimwe nharaunda, where machiefs, maheadmen vakubatsirana pamwe chete ne community kuti zvona iwa hatizvide. Ndakatarisa Human Rights Watch, of the organization, they noted that there are millions of girls who are being subjected to child marriages. And why is it zvakashata? Because we are stealing, we are robbing the futures of those girls. When we think of what they should be doing at young ages, girls should be in school. They should be getting knowledge. They should be developing. They should be growing. And if we take away that for them and subject them to untold suffering through sexual abuse, through forced labor, through violation of their fundamental rights, what are we hoping to attain in the next few years? We are robbing ourselves. We are robbing our society. So child marriages basically take children into adults before their time. It makes them adults before their time, and we cannot accept that. We cannot accept that they become confined as wives. They become confined as young mothers because it's dangerous for their health. It's also dangerous to society. Many of them end up dying at a young age. Many of them end up contracting HIV, STIs, and suffering from childbirth-related complications. So we see that it's a dire situation that we all need to address, that we all need to take seriously, because at the end of the day, we are harming our society. At the end of the day, these young girls that we are not giving the opportunity to grow and flourish are the doctors of our country. They are the engineers. They are the ones who are bringing the solutions to our country.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to, whilst on the same discussion, of course, there is the most recent case, yakaitika muZimbabwe, Anna Machaya, one which sparked outroar across, social media, even with people in Zimbabwe. How best do you think such a case should be handled? And secondly, how prominent are such cases in Zimbabwe?
Like I said, in terms of prominence, it's a question of does anyone do anything about it? Because mm-hmm. these cases happen very often. And as I said, Human Rights Watch has noted that millions of girls are like Memory Machaya, which means that we have a problem in our city, on our hands, and we really need to take action. And now when we look at, okay, this is what is there, what can we do as a society, or what is supposed to be done, or how can we change this, or how should these cases be handled? I think there are many levels to it. We go back to the question of society. What is our society doing? As we saw with the Memory Machaya case, it was unfortunate that it came to light when Memory was already in the condition that she was, and she had been subjected to such conditions. But at the same time, when this is happening, there are people around. When a girl is being married off, there are people around. People who choose to keep quiet, people who choose to let the situation move as it is without helping these girls. So society has a very, very, very strong role to play. We have the duty and the responsibility to take care of their girls, and we should take this as a burden upon ourselves. Let's not give it a blind eye, because over time, it's going to affect our country. It's going to affect each one of us. So society has a strong role to play. Society can come together and stand against child marriages. They can come together and talk about these things. That's another important issue. Let's talk about child marriages. Let's make sure that awareness is raised in our rural communities, in our religious sects, that this is unacceptable and it's illegal, both under Zimbabwean law and also international law. Mm-hmm. And then now, there is the role that the government can play. Let's say authorities in general. Authorities have a responsibility to play. For example, the police have the responsibility to take action where cases come to light that there is child marriage going on. They should take action. They should not wait to be prompted by people for them to take action, or for people to make noise for them to take action. It should be that they do their job. Mm-hmm. Another layer that we have is the Zimbabwe Gender Commission, as well as civil society organizations. I think the Gender Commission has a very significant role to play, and they should obviously be there before the situation gets bad. And as much as we need them when the situation is already bad, we need them before the situation gets bad. They should be out there raising awareness. Mm-hmm. They should be communicating with also with our village heads, with our mothers, our fathers, our grandfathers, our grandmothers, to ensure that people understand the harm that they're inflicting on the girl child, and they understand the dangers of child marriages. And also they should make an effort, you know, to work together with these leaders, to work together with community changes, to work together with people who are involved in the community life every day. This will ensure long-term change. I think in Zimbabwe, we all know that we already have a constitutional court decision pronouncement which declared child marriages unconstitutional. Right. In as much as that was in 2016, and it's been 5 years later, mm-hmm. we're still talking about this issue because it's still very rampant and it's still very relevant. Mm-hmm. Why is that so? it shows that, yes, change may come at a policy level, change may come at a legal framework level, but at the end of the day, it is our actions which will have an impact on whether change really happens in our society. Mm-hmm. So we need to take this seriously. We need to bring it to people around us. We need to bring it to our families. We need to raise awareness. We need to talk about it, and we need to shun it and forbid it as it should be. We need to give examples of the dangers that child marriages have. But I think the Memory Machia case is one of the worst scenarios that we have. But also we have young former brides who can tell their stories, former brides who mm-hmm. can tell the challenges that they faced whilst they were in those societies. And civil society organizations have been working with these young brides to help them take their lives forward after going through such a traumatic experience.
So now, my last question towards you, Ruadzano, as we wrap up this conversation here, is what can society do to put pressure on, of course, Parliament, to put pressure on police, to ensure that, like you mentioned, all these policies that have been set in place can actually be put to work on the ground to ensure that everything or the target of all these policies can actually be successful?
I think what we can do as a society, first of all, is to talk about it. Let's not wait for the 11th of October to talk about child marriages, to talk about the harms that girls are suffering. Let's talk about it every day, if possible. Let's make it part of the problems that we are facing as a society. In as much as we obviously have serious challenges in our country, we also need to realize that this is a serious challenge. And if it's not addressed, we are also losing out on national development. We are losing out on the contributions that the girl child can make. I liked the documentary because it shows the story of young girls in the rural areas and how, you know, they're being deprived of different access to different services, for example, education, having to walk for 12 kilometers just to get to school. That should speak to someone, because imagine 22 kilometers a day just to get an education. Would you personally be very motivated to keep moving through that path in your life? So we need to take this seriously and talk about it on a daily basis. Also, we need to support civil society organizations that are working on these areas, because they are working with victims, they're working with our girls, they're working with girls who need our support and who need our resources. This may mean that we also need support from the government in terms of resources that are put into service provision for girls, for example, education, for example, healthcare services, for example, raising awareness within our communities and for people to understand the importance of protecting the girl child and protecting girls' rights. So we need a multi-sectoral approach in terms of coming up with strategies on how best to infiltrate all sectors of our society, from our religious sects to our rural communities to our urban communities, on the importance of protecting the girl child. Let's not wait for 11 October, but let's use every other day and every other opportunity that we have to talk about the importance of the girl child. And also let's celebrate the girls that we have who are doing amazing things. Let's show them to other girls. Let's use them as motivation and as inspiration to us and also to other girls that girls can actually do anything. And girls are doing amazing work around the world. I just gave an example of Waka, but Waka is one of many. Let's celebrate them. Let's celebrate their brilliance. Let's celebrate the contribution they are making in our society every day.
You're right. We don't need very much a lot of examples. You yourself are one of many. But yeah, Ruadzano, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. We really appreciate your input. Awesome, awesome as usual. And yeah, thank you. Do you have any last words for the audience?
Well, I just want to emphasize that 11 October is a day, but let's always remember our girls. Let's not forget our girls. I am very passionate about girls. I think that's the reason why I got into human rights work, was because I was working with girls. And it's sad that 10 years later, we still have the same problems. It is our responsibility as a society. It is your responsibility as a member of our society to ensure that girls are protected every day.
All right. Well, Muria Zimbabwe, you are hearing there from Ruadzano Makumbe. Thank you so much, Rua, for taking time out to be with us. I look forward to having you on future programs, man.
No, thank you so much, Mike, and thank you so much for having me today.
Awesome. Well, Media Zimbabwe, now, whilst on the discussion of the girl child, over the weekend, I reached out to another prominent women's rights activist, Margaret Zinumwe of the Women's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence. Many of you know it as WELP. Now, she briefly sent me a voice note where she talks about the strides made by Zimbabwe in the fight to end early child marriages. Now, this is, like mentioned by Ruadzano, one of the pandemics which experts are saying is disrupting the lives of many young women across the globe. Let's hear what Margaret had to say.
Okay, how are you, Mike? I hope you're fine. So it is indeed true that the practice of early child marriages has been ongoing for a very long time in Zimbabwe. But then for us to say this practice is continuing because people in different societies are ignoring its existence is somehow an injustice, because if you look at it, even before the Anna Machias cases, some organizations, different people, different groups have been countlessly advocating against the practice of these early child marriages. But then, however, we can't ignore the fact that there are people who are in different societies seeing this kind of practices being done in their society, but then they're ignoring it, they're not reporting such cases, they're letting the perpetrators go, they're letting them live as if it's normal. So following the public outcry to end the practice after the Anna Machias case, there's been no notable changes. So the Zimbabwe Gender Commission has set aside a commission which is solely going to focus on fighting early child marriages. This is a welcome and a noble cause to deal away with the early child marriage cases. However, we would recommend that the commission does not only investigate, but ensure that justice is served to the victims and the families that have been affected by such practices. It's one thing to investigate and another thing to end early child marriages. It will be noble that justice will prevail regardless of economic, social and political status of the perpetrators. This has gone for too long and it has to be stopped, and is depriving the girl child of their childhood and stealing their leadership potential, because they now have to take care of another child, of a grown-up man, whilst they're still a child themselves.
Well, Maria Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Margaret Zinumwe of WELP. Thank you so much, Margaret, for those words. If you're looking to join us, Maria Zimbabwe, to give your input, Linga Kotli, you can call us live on air, +1202-619-2077. You can also write your name and number in the comment section, and we're going to be calling you live on air. But before we head over to my second guest, who's joining us live via telephone from Gontu to Zetunga, Uthando Gwinji, let me just take a look at some of the comments that are coming in on our three Facebook pages. Kulumanje, siyasakaza Zulukandaba, we're broadcasting on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, kanye laku VOA Studio 7. Nangu Ishmael Chafadza uyabhalutha, hayi mkoma Mike, ndikuona ndikuno ku South Africa kuLimpopo. Tinotenda zvikurusa mkoma Ishmael. Ni unuva anzi welcome to new day. Nuva, thank you so much for joining us. Itai Masango ari kunyora anzi mkoma Mike, ndikukuonai. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikurusa. Ulucky Dube uyabhalutha, linjani ngingunhlanhla mahla. Thank you so much for taking time out. Utafara uyabhalanzi, ndinodawo kutaura nemi mkoma Mike, ndirikuLimpopo, vaisa namba dzake, aiwachedza kufonderai mkoma. Nangu munyu uyabhala ngempela, hai banengi abantu abangenayo kuhlelo. Nangu Moses ati oring pro Mike, kinna Tsepo Mahlangu dula moko Bakersfield. Kyalebuka ntate Tsepo, thank you so much for taking time out to join us. Boss Chayakuru saying watching you live from Botswana. Kyalebuka Boss Chayakuru. Never you can write your name and number in the comment section. Gukasiletwele VOA Ndebele, sikhona njalo ku VOA Shona kanye la ku VOA Studio 7. Balani phela imibono yenu, silokhe siqhubekela phambili ngohlelo lwethu lapha sakhulayo. Sikhangela lokho okwenzakalayo, sikhangela udaba losuku lwe International Day of the Girl Child. Now we're also joined by my second guest, who's joining us live via telephone from Gontu to Zetunga, Uthando Gwinji. Tando is managing director of Youth for Innovation Trust. She's also a well-respected human rights advocate. She's well-versed in technology. So having her, man, is going to be something exciting. She's also worked under organizations such as the African Union Youth Envoy. Her resume is extremely impressive. Zimbabwe has so much talent. Tando is one of many. Tando, siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Welcome, welcome, Munjan. We can hear you loud and clear, Siswami. So Nantu Tabulukona Guhlelo, Siswami, we're talking about ukuqakatheka kosuku lwe International Day of the Girl Child. So we'll start khonapha, Siswami. Awusitshela umbono wakho ngokuqakatheka kwalolu suku.
All right, if we are talking about this specific Day of the Girl Child, it's really talking about ama specific gender needs, our mangazana. Because we know that when e-movement, women's movement, and the feminist movement came through, Kwaba Le Beijing platform, but it was looking at the broader interests of women. So this particular day, it acknowledges the intersectionality and how women's movement and feminism and every activist action around gender needs to tackle everyone's specific needs, which what older women are facing is not what young women are facing, and at the same time, it's not what girls are facing. And we know that investment in girls is beginning to invest in us as a people in our future, because girls are key in actually ensuring that we cover the poverty gap, the many other challenges that we face as a society. So this specific day is very important, so that we start at the basics, we start at the grassroots, and you try to ensure that the development that we are saying, that we are pushing, is holistic and it covers our needs of everyone. That's why every 11th of October we celebrate the International Day of the Girl's Health. Mm-hmm. And you know, there are specific challenges, there are specific needs.
Okungichazayo Thando about having you on this program is lawo ingwethi kwezokusetshenziswa kwemichina yakulezi nsuku, technology. And so I'm a little curious in terms of your thoughts on this year's theme, Indigiba Yalo Umnyaga, which places prominence on ensuring ukuthi amantombazana get equal access to digital equipment in comparison to their male counterparts. Ubona ngani lokhu kuyinto eqhakathekile yona?
Uqhakatheke kakhulu. In the past years, njengoba usitsho, I've really been working closely with girls trying to ensure ukuthi they take up ama ICTs and they use ama ICTs for their improvement and for the improvement of their livelihood. And for them to actually get into this field that is making a lot of people make money. We saw very recently ukuthi Facebook is a shutdown. A lot was affected around the world. So which means ukuthi technology has become who we are as a people. And so the fact that girls need to access the internet now a basic human need. Mm-hmm. And so having access to the internet, we are not just talking about them accessing it for their fun or for their joy, but we are talking about them accessing education, because when we were aware of COVID-19, no one was able to go to school. And so they are now accessing the other basic needs that they have through accessing the internet. And we are talking about the access to education and the public life in general, because we all need to have the latest information in our fingertips, and mm-hmm. we all need to keep sane in a way, because some mental health issues have become a very pressing one in our community. Mm-hmm. And because we don't have any access to that technology, they cannot really get the entertainment, and they cannot be themselves. Because the fulfillment and the achievement, the basic human rights are affected. And why is it affected? It leads to our issues and then our child marriages, mm-hmm. our education, the decline in mental health, your mind, there's a So access to the internet has become necessary for our basic needs and for our human rights.
Mm-hmm. Sesikhangela phela imizamo kahulumende ukulungisisa lolu dubo. You touched on ama early child marriages. Siyabona ukuthi inhlanganiso Zimbabwe Commission iyazama layo ngempela ukuthi asebesungule uhlelo olujonge ukuhlolisisa indaba lezi ezimayelana nama early child marriages. Ubona ngani imizamo kahulumende iyasiza na?
Ngibona ngani ukuthi uhulumende uyazama, kodwa singakafiki lapho kusigaba esifisa ukuthi na ufinyelela ngakhona uzama at a certain level but khona thana ukuthi azame ukuthathla ama child marriages it's very important because yeah alokhethiwa amaningi ayanda abantwana abaningi bahlala phansi abantwana abaningi bathi sebezithwele antsho siyakwathi esintwini umuntu angazithwala uyahle axotshele lapha azithwalele khona and akuselanje ukuthi inganani so abantwana bese bephumba ukuxotshelwa nje kanjalo and so ama-issues lawa they have a lot to do with our social life uhulumende lo bezama uyazama ukukuthathla a political level ukuthi bafake amapolicy we have seen serenua i-education policy yethu and lamanye ama-policies anjalo but we need to get to a point where we are talking about what is happening in the home because lo i-policy treaty sikwazi isikhathi esiningi ukuthi icala selingavulwa against umuntu oyi-abuse kodwa sengaphunyukwa nje kanjalo ngendlela esihleli ngayo kuma-communities ukuthi amacala siyawadiskota siphinde siwesule kungabanga le-persecution kungabanga lo tshintsho oluphathelane lokuthi umntwana ahile personally ukuze akwanise ukuparticipate in public life funde lokho okumele abe yikho khona so iyazama kakhulu ye-gender commission ngoba siyibonile zama ukubopha abanye ade beganga in our community but kungabi that deep ukuthi siphathele zonke izinto holistically.
Right. Unfortunately, this cut is so says Leon Mangoi Tando, so we're going to have to wrap up in our prayer too. So I want to touch on Ogunyenziwa Nguzulu, the entire Zimbabwe society at large. Ubona ngani kukhona Ogunyenziwa Nguzulu na to ensure ukuthi into yokuqala the girl child is empowered, and the second thing, sila kuqeda udubu lolu lokwendiswa kwabantwana kwamantombazana.
Yes, I believe we as a society, as Zimbabwe, we have really become lazy when it comes to standing up for our rights and knowing who we are as Zimbabweans. Umuntu ozabeletha omunye so because khona chana because of ukudinwa kwethu yikho kwenza ukuthi isimo sokuthi siqhubeka siyindlela esiyisho sona so as Zimbabwe we really need to stand up lethi nxa sekube lama injustices against girls and cases zenganawo asingeke sathi ama-child marriages and ama-early pregnancies ukuthi yi-rape ngoba umntwana ongaphansi kweminyaka evunyelwe yi-constitution yethu akuyukuthi yemasansini kusuka le ndaba ezenjalo kuyabe kuyi-rap yona kuyani so kumele njengozulu sizame ukuthi phakame and singaphakama sithi each and every case sithatla angane-case against umntwana wethu and si-evaluate katsha ukuthi singobani and what we stand for as a community sukumelana abalengelezo.
Okay, I'm going to have to hold you there, Tando. Siyabonga kakhulu. Let me give my next guest ithuba lokuthi la aphosela amazwi akhe amabili amathathu. Thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. Muri eZimbabwe, tatoshika kumagumo. We're getting to the tail end of our program, but we're also joined by Unathali Mbewe. She's a member of Zim Rights Youth Zone. Unathali laye ngumunye wabasakhulayo abalwela ilungelo likaZulu. She is a human rights advocate in Zimbabwe. Natalie, welcome to the program. Siswamunja.
Thank you very much, Mike.
I'm good. Unfortunately, we have just under 3 minutes with you. So let's just head straight to it and hit it on the nail, of course, and talk about the importance of the International Day of the Girl Child. And of course, in closing, what can be done by society and government in towards helping the girl child when we talk about empowerment?
Okay, so the International Day of the Girl Child is a day when we're actually re-addressing on the issues of equal opportunities, equity among all the girl children across the globe. So what can be done to... What was the second question?
What can be done to empower the girl child in Zimbabwe?
Okay. Okay. So what can be done to empower the daughters in Zimbabwe is that we have to first remove the gender biasness within the Zimbabwean community, because as we can see, most of the groups focus mainly on girls and women. So if we treat all girls, men and the males equally, then we can empower the girl child, because it is of no value to empower the girl child and not the boy child, because the boy child has also been setting up the girl child. Mm-hmm. Again, we are saying, let us try and respect the human dignity of the girl child from the womb to the tomb. So we know that some cultures say the girl child is a curse, they prefer having a boy child and all. So that starts from the moment of conception. So let us try and respect the dignity of an individual. Mm-hmm. That's what the kind of the mother can do. Also, just educating the people on the need of having a gender balance of that is of value, because not everyone knows the importance of that.
Mm-hmm. In less than a minute, Thando, throw your last sentiments towards abalaleli, especially targeted towards focusing the ethos of this day, International Day of the Girl Child.
I beg your pardon?
I was saying, Uti, throw your last words towards abalaleli. Unfortunately, we're going to have to wrap up.
Okay, my last words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my last words are, let us remove the gender biasness within us, because the future is not only the girls and the women, but the future is for everyone around. So together we can help shape up a better society for the girl child. Again, let us also try and create safe spaces for these girls, because in terms of sanitary health access and education access, they are left behind, they are a marginalized group. So let us ignore their femininity and look rather on their strengths and opportunities. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Natalie Mbewe, unfortunately, our time does not permit us to have you longer. So thank you so much for being with us. Lapha kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Muriya Zimbabwe, that was Natalie Mbewe, a prominent human rights activist. She is part of the Zim Rights Youth Zone, another human rights organization. Now, Muriya Zimbabwe, makathi rachungwa chedu chevechidiki, uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMike Hove, asesiyafika phela emaphethelweni ohlelo lethu labasakhulayo zulukandaba. And now, as we head over to the tail end of uhlelo lethu labasakhulayo tonight on the tonight panapa pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki here on The Connection, in our segment whereby we profile young Zimbabweans who are doing amazing things in the world, tonight we speak to recording artist Joy Rukanza about her latest single titled Queendom. Now, Joy is doing amazing things in the finance world. She's also doing amazing things in the world of music. Now, in the spirit of celebrating the girl child and, of course, our female heroes, as I've mentioned, Nasi Mchirongwa Chedu, we were just speaking to powerful, powerful young Zimbabwean women. I'm excited to give you a conversation that I had with Joy about the International Day of the Girl Child. And, of course, we also speak about her latest single titled Queendom. Now, her latest single focuses on women empowerment, amongst other discussions. Let's head over to my conversation that I had with Joy Rukanza.
You're thinking of the dim light. You worry about the coins now. You think I'm a whipping Sally. Mr. Overman.
Queendom is the name of the song. It's a song about power. It's called Queendom. So Queendom is a state or territory which is owned by a queen. And the state, in this particular song, I'm telling myself that I'm the queen and I'm taking back all the power. In that way, I'm also telling other women out there who may have been subjected to some form of, like, I don't know, anything that brings them down, to say, hey, look, you are a queen. Can you reach out and unravel that inner queen that's within you? So I hope that the song is going to achieve just what I intended to achieve, to inspire and to encourage queens to be powerful.
What brought about that? Was it an experience? What brought about you wanting to sing such a song that's about empowering women?
It's part of the album, slowly but surely. It's going to come. I just wanted to let it at the right time. But it's part of the album, and the album is called Metamorphosis. I know I've said this earlier. And in a nutshell, the album narrates the story of one woman that goes through, like, certain circumstances that result in her not believing in love. So she goes through heartbreak, and I narrate the story from, like, the lowest part. Like the first track in the album talks about how heartbroken she is. The second track explains what caused the heartbreak. The third track even further explains that. And then the fourth track, she's now starting to get a groove. And the fifth track, she's now saying, you know what? I'm taking back my power. That's the part where Queendom comes in. So Queendom is track 5 of the album, where this woman who has just been crying during track number 1 through 4 is now saying, you know what, I don't care, whatever, man, I'm just going to take back my power, I'm just going to love again.
So now let's talk a little more about the promo of the album. Offline, you mentioned something about a billboard. You're trying to click on us. Tell us a little more about that.
I have a face of mine plastered at a billboard by Gifford High School as part of like promoting the song and making sure that it reaches out to so many other people that may not have heard about Joy Rukanza or may not have listened to my music. But Tim and I thought it was going to be best to also like go all out and try as much as possible to market the song to the best of our abilities using the resources that we have at our disposal. And we're thinking maybe we can go for a billboard for two reasons. One, because it's big and no one can miss it if it's just right there. It's in an area which is the most traffic, and a lot of people go through that road as they're going to work and then they come back. So it's easy for them to see it. And also what made me go out was, in addition to proving that, you know, an artist from Bulawayo can do it, I also wanted to go out because I believe the message in the song is very important as well. I think last year alone, there was like a surge in like domestic violence cases globally because of lockdown. For some reason, there was like this war correlation between people staying at home and people beating their wives, which is really crazy to me. So I wrote the song around the time when there was that. As I was writing the song, I was just like, okay, what message am I sending? Is it a message about, oh, you just got your heart broken, whatever, whatever? Or it's also another message that's going to appeal to the masses and talk about a social issue that a lot of people are suffering from.
Monday is supposed to be a very important day for all young girls across the whole world. It's International Day of the Girl Child. And here you are putting on a message of empowerment for all women, which I really like and I really promote. Just as a side note, what words would you have for young girls across this world, especially during such a time?
I went to Bryn Mawr College, which is a women's college in Pennsylvania. And one of the notices that we had was defy expectation. And, you know, that motto is something that is always going to stay with me for a very long time. To other girls that are listening to this, I would definitely say defy expectations. Nothing is impossible to achieve. I'm a living testimony of that. Like, I grew up in Pula South. Never did I think that I was going to be making music. Never did I think that I was going to be working for a Wall Street company.
I'm going to ask you to sing the song for the audience. So,
I'm gonna sing the hook for Queendom. The chorus is like, oh, my ladies, my ladies, my ladies, be walk right now. And then the beat comes in. Hey, oh, my ladies, my ladies, my ladies, be walk right now. Hey, 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 it's my Queendom. Don't you dim my light. Ooh, ooh, in my Queendom, you don't dim my light. Hey, ooh.
Back in the damn light, you got the wrong one. Playing the wrong tune, you got it off key. Hitting the shots now, I'm not the same one.
Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, you heard there the beautiful voice of Joy Rukanzakanza Bulawayo, a musician. She does amazing things in finance. We are Sivinza Njalokwele, UK, doing amazing thing. Proof with amantombazana ngempela ngempela, if given the chance, can be anything that they want. Sesiya fika phela emaphethelweni ohlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo zulukanda abathashika kumagumo echirongwa chedu cha nasi regai ndichore mkana uyu mukutenda ma guest angu vakadzi vose vapinda pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki tanga tina Rugwadzano Makumbe tina zvikare Muzvare Thando Gwinji, and unfortunately we had Natalie Mbewe but such a short period. We're hoping we'll see some later njalo wezinyini Hello, Zetu. Lapa, hello, Lord Shulaba Sakulayo. Pano, Panepenure Studio 7. Now, just to take up a couple of comments before we wrap up. Anzana Kosta Msara, I am Koma Mike Magadi, Zenyun Drukunok, South Africa, Ku Otis Dal, Ulaki Tubia Palanj. njalo uthi ngiyaphila but Mike ngiyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo hansi na Douglas aiwa izwakarongeka aiwa tinotenda zvikurusa mukoma dagi nangomunye wabhala u Dominica Ratirera uyabhala uti very very true. I'm sure she was talking in reference to some of the statements echoed by Rwadzano Makumbe, Thando Gwinji and of course Natalie Mbewe. Mure Zimbabwe tashuka kumagumo echirongwa chedu chavachidiki sesifikile mapetsoleni wohlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. Thank you so much to all my guests that joined us. Thank you so much to all those that wrote their comments. Unfortunately, my time is up. At Big Mike 3, BIGMYKE3 on Twitter and Instagram is my username. Let's meet same time, same place. Pano Pano Fenure Studio 7. Lapa wohlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. Olevalisayo ngenjabulo. The name is Mike Hove. Bye bye.